What if the letters of your name held the secrets to your life purpose? What if the numbers could guide you through life's toughest moments? Welcome to the Gem in I, to the Gem in You. I'm your host, D-A-M-I-O-N, D-A-M-I-O-N, with your lovely host, Sarah.
S-A-R-A-H, Sarah.
The mother of us all. How are you today, my beloved sister?
I am very well, Damien. How are you today?
I am grateful and giving thanks. My sister, from your perspective.
Words are power. Words are energy that originate from someone's mind, heart, and soul. And whatever you say is given a power of intention with everything you say. So when you are saying, when you are speaking a word, you are speaking energy, whether it be light and love or hate, disgust, dislike, ill will, ill wishes. The word has the power to bring life or death. And so very important that we speak with love and good intention for everyone around us.
Well, you know, over here we talk about flesh as we talk about spirit, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, which most people consider spirit. What is word, and how does the word have to do with spirit? So I'll start by the word itself. The word said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. So, if it was in the beginning, it was with, and it was. Isn't it important for us to learn the origin, why words are spoken, why they were created? And most of all, why words was used to express how one feels from the inside. The first time in history, or biblical history, where the tongue was used to make movements or utter something, the word said, it says, let there be light. And something that was not appear right there and then. So without it being spoken, it can't actually be a word. You can write it down, but it's not a word until you. It's just symbols, light, darkness, shades, shape. Until you speak it into existence, then it becomes a word. Funny you say speak it into existence, because once you speak it, it is now existing. So he says he sent his word into the world, and the world received not. But to such that received the word, he gave the power. Most people said word is win. I beg to differ now, because the word said. And I believe wind is also powerful. But you can't speak to someone to hit them down. But you can say something to someone to cast them. So it do reflect the same intent. Would it be the hurricane or the thing that caused a hurricane in someone's spirit and kill them physically, sometimes mentally, and spiritually? So life and death is on the power of the tongue. You give it life and you give it death. That's why it tells you, be careful of the words you speak. The word said is not what goes into a man, defile them. It's what comes out of a man. Where does the word God originate from? The word God was spoken by God himself. I am the I am. Some people say that is a translation for God. Jesus and my Father. Some say that is God. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you, and God dwells in heaven. So if the kingdom is within you, where would God dwell? So out of you, what comes out? When you open your mouth, life or death comes in. You give it life, you give it death. So if you don't know where the word is originated or coming from, and you just decide to speak it idly, when the reaction comes from what those words mean, you will have to accept what comes.
And remember, the breath of life is within you. So you use the breath of life to speak these words, and that carries a powerful message and intention. And the spirit never lies, energy never lies. So that which with which you wish upon someone else cannot be hidden inside, underneath, or around words. The true energy and intention of your words will arrive in the other person's or other people's souls because you speak it with the breath of life, and that will enter someone else.
What I say was, say once a word is spoken, it can't be taken back. Some say first impression lasts. So if I see you the first time and I say, I hate you, maybe because I was going through something at the time, let's put it this way. Do you think the second time I see you, I can make it right when the first reaction was, I hate?
Only if forgiveness.
Forgiveness,
see? Is the practice and intention of the person who received the I hate.
I appreciate that. So most of us will judge others by the words that they say without thinking about why are they saying it, not realizing that life is literally a mirror. What someone is going through on the inside is what they reflect on the outside. So if I said I hate you, it's because I'm experiencing hate. If I said you're beautiful, it's because I know within me there's something beautiful. The only thing I can see on the outside is what I see on the inside. So words express how we feel from within. So when we listen keenly to words people use, we can literally tell how they feel on the inside. B-I-D-L-E, Bible call it sword of the spirit. And we call it words from the spirit. How do you express yourself? Through words. Intent and intention should always match what you speak. How you intend to say, and it's my intention to listen. So once you speak, they're both connected. From your lips to my ears. You can say you never meant it. You can say that's not what you meant. The words are already written. There's so much words in the vocabulary. So once you choose a certain word to release it, it's because you have already chosen to release it. So now whosoever catch it, is because you chopped it. So let's focus on the spirit that is causing us to react the way we react. The word is a weapon of real deliverance. Most people need deliverance, but they're speaking negative words. How can you, let's say, listen to a song that say, kill him, shoot him, beat him, burn him, do whatever negative to this person? But yes, if you go to church or you listen to gospel the next minute after, which one of them going to influence your life when trouble comes? Are you going to be the peacekeeper? Or are you going to remember the song that said, beat him? Because what it sees will cause the spirit to react. It's like two puppies. You give them food, they will eat. You give one bone, you give one drink food. One's in the bone, he's going to be more savage because he's realizing that the one over there is getting better treatment. So next time I see you come, I'm going to go for you before you get the food. This is how we are as humans. We speak before we think, and when it reacts, they say we didn't mean it. Words are powerful. Words have the power to change your life, to create your life, and to break your life. Some say sticks and stones may break my bone, but harsh words doesn't hurt me. I don't know who made that lie, but they need to return it and get your receipts.
Agreed, Damien. I've said so many times to people, the moment that I stopped caring is the moment I am no longer going to be around you because of your harsh words. Those words did hurt me and they drove me away. And words, like you said, that you can't take them back. You cannot unring that bell. So we have to guard our hearts and our put a guard on our mouth so that we can protect the ones we love and the people, anyone we meet, so we can uplift. We need to hold on to a kind and loving paradigm perspective of the world so that we can uplift and light up the corner of our little corner of the universe with those kind words.
And now I bring them to the scriptures. A few verses I need to share with my audience. Ephesians 4:29 say, avoid unwholesome talk and instead speak what is helpful for building up others. And as you said a while ago, Sister Sarah, our words can build us up as well as it can break us down. Words are the material we use in life to create or to disintegrate each other's life. Just like how we use blocks and cement to build a house and a bulldozer to tear it down. That's how powerful words are. Proverbs 10:19. Sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongue. In other words, if we don't have good to say, keep the sword in its sheath. Zip it, lock it, back and forth. Called life and death. It's right at the tip of it. Many people know the word, yet still they are spreading poison with their venomous tongue. So we read the word, but we don't allow the word to read us. We live in the word, but we don't allow the word to live in us. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. very powerful verb. Those who love it will eat its fruit. What are the fruit that you're eating? What is your favorite song? What is your favorite verse? Because your favorite verse is also your favorite curse. Words are considered spell in words. So you cast a spell in words. So be careful of the songs, words that enter your ear. Because in feeding your spirit, that is what will be coming from your spirit. Words from your spirit, sword of the spirit. Pierce, it's a two-edged sword, cutting asunder, even to the joint.
Well, when you say even to the joints and marrow, I think of how people can die of a broken heart. And the emotional heart, when it is broken, deeply affects the physical body. Someone who has a broken heart is not able to do things for themselves that they would do on an everyday basis. They drag through life. They are depressed. They have no hope. And I think of the times that I have felt that way and the power of a kind word, an encouraging word.
Oh, it lifted you.
And it lifted me up and helped me to see beyond my broken heart, which has also been broken by words.
17 words break you. Words in you. The greatest part is to find someone who have the healing words when you're going through the hurting situation. Because the flip side of that, at your most vulnerable state, anything else can break you. And for you to be in that form of soil, if someone should plant negative seeds right there and then, it will grow because it's a fertile soil. But once they can give you that positive seed, that positive push, before you know it, the song that you were in is behind. That's what it takes. When you get a kind word, a positive word, the word said a soft answer or a kind answer, turn it away right, but grievous words zero. Where's anger? It's in us. What stirred up? Grievous words. Hence the word always said peace. Peace be still. Peace be with you, my peace I leave unto you. Because the word knew that peace is one of the hardest things you will find in the world. So in order to find peace, word. In the word, we find peace. The word is powerful, my sister. Only those who are willing to hear will hear when the Spirit speaks. But some will always harden their neck and stiffen their heart. As of Noah, so shall it be when he shall return. But if the watchman saw disaster coming, and no one sitting, then blood shall be required of that watchman. If the watchman see and warn the city, and the city don't take heed, yoga will not be required. It's not. So the word is turn to the word. So the word can return. Return to your spirit God. So your loved one, your first love, your true love can truly return back unto you. Isn't that a great thought or idea to think about using his words when you speak? Let me speak as you speak. Let me think as you think. Let me see as you see. Let me hear.
There's a powerful, for me, a powerful, the life force. Everything around us is alive. And that life force is no different, whether it's in a flower or a tree or a blade of grass, because it dies. They die. They die. That life force will leave that embodiment. And that life force is the word. That life force is love, which makes it alive. So you remove the love, the life force, and it surely will die.
That. And it's just like a child, literally, who don't get nurtured and loved. They will grow up. They can become abusive. They were raised in love and by love and understand what love is. It's almost an 80% chance that child is going to escape the hands of prison. Because the word said, train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. Yes, we all stray from it, but we don't depart from it. In times of trouble, I'm sure almost every human being cry out, oh Lord, have mercy. Even we don't believe in a God. So, life is a beautiful gift. But without word, most people can't express themselves. It's also a language called body language. Most people don't even understand that language. So we only focus on words. How important word is in our daily life? 99.9%. We speak it, we hear it. That's the only way we can communicate. But most people, if you ask them what letter represent, they don't know. What does a word represent apart from what they were taught? So the word said there's precepts upon precepts, concept upon concepts. Even Christ speak to his disciples, and then he said, do you also need an interpreter? There are some words that we read, there's some words that we speak that when it comes off shallow, but it is very deep. There's some words that we express to be deep, and the hearer take it very nonchalant. But it's still expression.
Think about body language. And when you want to meet someone, or you want to talk to someone, you want to speak to them face to face, think about how painful it is when you go up to someone to talk to them and they turn their back on you. That body language, that message, that dismissal, that is a word all by itself. That is a phrase. I don't want to talk to you. I do not want to engage with you.
I want to be stirred.
And how often do we do that to each other? As someone needs help, we walk by. But how often do we manipulate someone's willingness to help by pretending? That happens too. The sincerity of the word within you and your body language and your spoken word needs to align with truth, the sort of truth.
You know, as you said that, my sister, it reminds me of my daily activities. Most my clients, as you make it, you're just going about your daily life. Don't care about nothing else but what is their next step when they get out the vehicle. But the energy that greets you when you came inside is literally almost intoxicating. It forces you to pause, stop, and reflect. And then the words that I expressed to you, you could tell where it's coming from. It wasn't a place of hurt. It wasn't a place of remorse or upset. It was just a place of joy, life, happiness, a big bundle of joy trying to express.
Yes.
And to share that love. And this is what truth brings out in you.
The love of humankind. That's what I experience.
And that's the beauty of knowing the word, knowing your spirit self and being one with your creator. The word is to guide you back to yourself, back to your spirit, man, so you can understand that you're not just flesh, but you're spirit. And spirit desires stuff. Just like the flesh desire food. So you feed the spirit with the word of God. So you'll be able to stand when it's time of trouble. When adversary comes upon us, all we need to do is pop off the word, pop off the sword. Ephesians 6 says, stand fast in the liberty. But most of all, you must gird yourself in the full armor. And give you a laid out plan how to prepare yourself in the word from the crown even to the feet. Put on your breastplate, put on your sword, put on your shield. The only place in that armor that was missing was a backplate, because God got your back. You got to turn back. It's time to war. But if you don't have on armor, you're up for grabs. So, best to get grounded in the word. Learn the word. Understand it. Read it. Even if you don't understand it, pray for divine interception, divine guidance, divine alignment, divine revelation. He said, if you hunger and thirst, you shall be filled. First, you got to be hunger. So, as we look into how word take a big role in our life, would that be in the service of helping others, or in the service of seeking who you truly are? You need to take an introspective look at the words you speak and the words you listen to. because they do play a big role and influence on your lifestyle. I'll share something with you. It's kind of off topic. Be the S, B to the A, to the N, to the I, to the O, to the N, B, M, I, R. Yes, another one. This is the podcast, D-A-W, Gemini. The Gemini, delivering anointed word. From the Gemini to the Gemini you. Yes, this is what we do.